thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I was born ready. And that's how the podcast is starting today. I was born ready.
Are you talking wearing no underwear tonight? Is that what you were born ready for? Because that would make a whole lot of sense because you would have been born naked.
That's born how you mean to go on. That's how this is.
I can't believe the two of you wear underwear all the time when you go to sleep.
I can't believe this is such an issue that people get so passionate about. Didn't someone say it's a crime to wear undies to bed? I mean, come on,
I
really?
I think they said
there's
it was a crime against
that.
Humanity.
It's not an actual crime. Like, someone from Lake Illawarra Police aren't going to come and knock on your door and say, sorry, just doing an undie check tonight.
But we did get to the bottom of it. And most importantly in today's show, guys, we really touched on all the big issues, particularly something we needed to address with Shannon Knoll. Is he okay that Damien refers to him as Shazza?
It was good that we got that all sorted because that was we got to the bottom of a lot of issues today.
We should have asked him about his bottom, whether it's bare at night.
Is it bare at night? I mean, I actually think that should be our universal interview question from now on. No matter who we get on, prime ministers, whoever it is.
Pick is on or off, sir. First question of every interview.
Every interview.
I'll allow it.
It could be a thing. We have found the street. It is Conifer Street and Albion Park Rail. Tomorrow from 3 o'clock, it is just going to be all systems go. Mm. Yes, we're talking barbecue. We're talking Charlie's Liquor, face painting, and of course, a concert. A concert. Myself and our good mate, Nosey, Shannon Knoll, we have him on the phone. Shannon, are you pumped and raring to go?
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah.
You sure in, buddy? Ready to go?
I like your style.
Nosey, I want to jump in here. It's Sammy here, Nosey. I don't know if you heard this last week on the show. We were talking to all of the contestants and the nominations in the Friendliest Street. And at one stage, I couldn't help noticing Damien referred to you, Shannon Knoll, as Shazza. And I just wondered if you... Does anyone ever call you Shazza? Ever?
No,
you don't look like a Shazza to me.
Shazza is me mum. Her name's Sharon.
So
would you prefer Damien does not refer to you as Shazza from here on in?
No, I'm sure mum would get a little kick out of that one, mate, so it's all good.
So there's a lot of people at Conifer Street that are expecting your mum to perform tomorrow afternoon.
Don't worry about that.
Oh, we're going to get her own Harrigan Ford Ranger, and she's just going to dance on the side.
Absolutely.
Well, Shannon, look, it should be a lot of fun tomorrow. This is the Friendliest Street in Illawarra. What are you planning on treating them with tomorrow? Any new songs?
Oh, mate, actually, we just thought we'd hit them with the big ones we've had from over the years. So probably a bit of What About Me and Shine and Lift, maybe, I think. So, but we'll see how we go, mate. We might be able to bust a couple out of the bag as well.
Well, the reason why I say any new ones as well, because you have a brand new song out. And I got to say, I think it is awesome. Alone. All right, where did this come from?
Yeah, mate, we actually, during COVID, before COVID, actually, I wrote it with my band, and then... We were sort of doing a few gigs and we thought, keep talking about doing an acoustic album, and the structure of the song just really fitted that acoustic format. So we sort of dug it out of all the demos that we got there and sent it into the label, and they were tickle pink with it. So we sort of decided to put that on as an original on the acoustic album with one other song that I wrote when I was about 19.
Oh, wow. So this is from a long time ago when you first started.
Yeah, no, it's the other original song there, Alone, was the one that I wrote when I was about 19. And, I've been sitting on that one for a while, and then Better came along, mid-last year.
Will we be hearing you two gentlemen performing anything together? Shazza and Dazza.
Oh, Shazza and Dazza. Oh. The Shazamataz.
I think we can work out something. I think we can work out something for sure, can't we, mate?
Oh, look, I think 100% we'll do something where we'll it's all about having fun. This is what it's about. This is the Friendliest Street, and the two of us will definitely get out there and just rock it out and have a bit of fun and get everybody up and dancing and singing and doing whatever they want to do. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Sounds good to me, mate.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
You know, I play golf and I love it, and I hadn't played for a while because I'd been unwell last week, and I just thought, you know what, stuff it. I'm booked to play. The fresh air might be nice. I'll dodge the rain. Yeah. Wasn't an ideal day to play, but I did it anyway. And so when it comes to golf, I'm the kind of all the gear but no idea kind of person. Like those middle-aged men in Lycra who cycle, right? Yeah. They buy all the fancy gear. They look like they're riding in the Tour de France, but actually they're just riding around Lake Illawarra.
I know the type.
You've got to look the part.
They shave their legs. They do the whole lot. But, you know, they're not winning any competitions.
Damo's still running past them.
I wear all the golf attire, right? So I've got like the silly loud pants and the golf vest and their special golf shoes you wear and their golf glove. Like, it's the sort of outfit I would only wear on the golf course. I wouldn't be caught dead anywhere else in this particular outfit. When I'm wearing it, you know I'm on the golf course playing golf, right? So there I am at the golf course on Monday, standing at the first tee. I'm in my golfing outfit. I've got a set of golf clubs.
Ready
I've
to
got
go.
My golf oh, yeah. bag.
Yep.
This old guy walks past. He looks me up and down and he said, "What are you doing here? Shouldn't you be at home in the kitchen or maybe out doing some shopping on a day like this?" I know, right? Okay. Not a word of a lie on Lolly's life. That's what he said to me to my face.
Goodness,
shouldn't you be at home in the kitchen?
Gee. Wow. The shopping comment, I don't mind. We all like to shop. But.
And I was going to say, maybe he was looking at your outfit going, well, maybe you could dress a little. But the first thing,
he was a golfer too. He was a golfer too. And my golfing club, like a lot of golf courses, there's a lot of old dudes, right? There's a lot of old men who play golf, retirees. But I was just so shocked. I froze. I couldn't believe someone would say that to me. Like, what are you? You're a woman. Why are you here on the golf course? Shouldn't you be in the kitchen?
Ridiculous.
Anyway, I'm kicking myself because looking back, I had the lamest comeback ever.
What did you say?
And I sort of, all I said was, I think I was so shocked. And I went, oh, what do you think I'm doing here on the first tee, waiting for a bus?
Oh, no.
And then I was like, oh, man, I had an opportunity there to put this guy in his place. Like, I let myself down, and I kind of feel like I let all women down because what he said was actually so offensive and misogynistic and rude.
Yeah.
And I kind of let him get away with it. So when old people say really sort of stupid, offensive things, do we give them a pass because they're old?
Oh, because they're set in their ways, kind of. That you go, well, you know, set in their ways.
But they grew up in a different time. I think we do kind of make excuses for them, which is not really acceptable.
But telling me I should be in the kitchen and not on the golf course, that's not even funny. It's just rude
it's
and
stupid.
Ignorant.
I mean, gee.
It's stupid, right?
I can't believe you came back with the, what do you think I'm at, a bus stop?
For a bus.
I mean, when was the last time you were on a bus, Savvy?
Never.
Dressed like that, too.
What I'm thinking is, this is what's bugging me, right, that I didn't have a good comeback. It's going to happen again. There's a lot of old men on the golf courses, and I don't intend to stop playing, buddy. So I reckon he's not the only one who's going to make some stupid, you know, comment like that. So I have been practicing my comebacks. Do you do this? Like when I'm in the shower, it's basically my shower head has been my only audience and I keep throwing comebacks at it. So I'm trying out new ones.
Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
I thought, can I try them out on you?
Well, I'd love give us one. Give us one. I mean,
maybe
someone in the Illawarra might actually have a good one as well. But go on. What do you got?
Okay. I don't want to be rude, right? I don't want to stoop to his level, but I want to put him in his place.
All right,
so you play his part. You play his part. Shouldn't you be in the kitchen?
Darling, shouldn't you be at home in the kitchen making me a cupcake?
I didn't realize he was from the southwest of America, but sure. You left out that detail, Sammy.
Do it again with an Aussie accent.
Ah, darling, can you...
It's not Aussie.
G'day.
Okay, let's pretend all the men at my golf course are American.
G'day, Sheila. You should be at home in the kitchen.
Thankfully,
mate.
We've come back from Texas to Thurool. Okay, cool. Now that we've got that sorted.
Okay, and this is what I'm going to say. I'm sorry. I think you're lost. 1953 is back that way. No response. That's awful. Okay, try it again. Try another one. I've got a better
step
one.
Up
do it
from
again.
The bus one.
Do it again.
I think it was a step down, but anyway.
Do it again.
G'day, darling. You should be at home in the kitchen instead of on the golf course, mate.
Oh, wait a minute, buddy. I don't cook. I've got a boyfriend who does that for me at home.
Oh, geez, these are really loud. These are awful.
I mean, think you're on a win with the bus thing, to be honest.
One more.
I don't know whether we'd want to go again. Do we want to? Okay, go on. G'day, darling. You should be at home cooking me a casserole.
Hey, buddy, it's 2021. You do know that women are allowed to play golf and we can vote now as well?
Oh, these are awful, Sammy. Yeah. They're really awful.
They're really matter of fact.
Can you help me out then?
Kind of thing.
You're the reason God created the middle finger.
Oh, there you go.
That's a cracker. That's a cool one.
You're so full of crap, the toilet's jealous. All right, so we've put it out to the Illawarra. Have you got to come back?
Let's go to Larry. Now, Larry, I believe you're the captain out at the Jamboree Golf Club, so you might be able to help us with this one.
Les.
Yeah, I'm actually the vice captain, but yeah, I can give you some friendly advice. My adverse comment straight off the bat would be, well, I thought Monday was for the lady pro golfers. It's keeping it clean, insulting him.
Yeah, or, yeah. Have you got another one?
Your other comeback could have been, well, I thought the red markers were for the ladies' tees, mate. What are you doing here?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a golfing thing. I'm writing that down.
I like that one. Yeah. That's a good turn. Okay.
Well, see, the other one I thought, Laz, was I could say I don't have time to cook because I'm here trying to maintain my, you know, 7 handicap. Ooh. Which is I can play, buddy.
Yeah, but you got to back that up, Sammy, though. I mean, he's going to stand there and wait for your tee off.
Side note, I don't have a 7 handicap. It's about 54, but anyway, he doesn't know that. Thank you, Larry.
Thanks, Larry. Let's go to Jen in Fig Tree. What's your comeback for Sammy?
Roses are red, violets are blue. I've got 5 fingers and the middle one's for you, buddy.
Middle one's for you, see?
That is perfect.
That's it. I like that one. All right. Take them down. Take them down with that. All right.
Thank you.
John in Nowra. What have you got for us, mate?
Someone ever says speak to me or whatnot, I just say to them, I say, sorry, I didn't understand a word you said. I don't speak bullshit.
Ooh, knocked down. All right, gee, that's it. Wow. Lay him up, knock him down.
As Damo says, no mucking around there, is it?
I like that one.
Yeah, thank you so much. Oh. I'm very happy with these. I can use them all. Thank you.
That's all right. There's a one that I've got here directly for a kitchen reference. For anyone that says your place is in the kitchen, you turn around and you say, you know what, you're damn right, let me grab a knife.
But it got very violent though in your one. My last one for you is the people who tolerate you on a daily basis are the real heroes.
Yes. Imagine his wife, the poor thing.
We've all learned something very important today. You know, that when someone throws something at you, you throw it back.
Yeah. Twice as hard. Oh, what a lesson for the kiddies to take away from the show.
All the kids are listening, yes.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Damien and Sam is topic train.
All right, here's where we toss around a couple of the big stories of the morning. And one of the biggest ones that's making headlines today, guys, is the controversial Chinese swimmer Sun Yang being found guilty of doping for a third time. People might remember him.
Third time lucky.
Third time unlucky, as it would be. People would probably remember the Aussie swimmer Mac Horton made a big deal about the last time that he got busted and refused to stand on the podium alongside him. So that's the guy we're talking about
today.
I would say
it's third time lucky for all of his competitors.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's good that he's out of the comp now. Yeah.
Well, it's good that he's not going to even compete at the Olympics because he probably would have got busted there and then you have to deal with, you know, he might have already been competed and won gold and people missed out on medals. But the question that I want to ask you both this morning without notice, have you ever been drug tested?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I mean, Yeah, I mean, the last time
I'm aware of.
I did the fun run in Kiama.
They were like, you've exceeded your PB by 2 months, Damien Lee.
They took me aside and said, hey, dude, all right.
Pee in this bottle.
Pee in the bottle. I've been drug tested. I've been drug tested. I was drug tested in Tullamore, New South Wales. I did the Tullamore Celtic Festival, all right? Now, Tullamore is a small little town, a gorgeous little town, small little town in the country. I was there with my band. I actually got, the police took me aside three times in a 24-hour period. I obviously was very suspicious.
What were you doing?
Well, one of them was as I was leaving the showground, the police were there at the gate. And I said, hey, can you just test me before I get into my car? I just
wanted
had a
to make sure it was out of your system.
And they said, no, you've got to be in the car, and then we'll test you. And I said,
Don't
worry about it. Next morning, I get up. Just as
Wait a minute. Are we talking about drug tests? Or
Well, that was an alcohol. Next morning, I wake up, and I get pulled over straight away before I leave Tullamore. Drug test. I had smearing the tongue and all the whole lot, and they got me to run 100 meters to see what sort of speed I get.
Just testing which drug it was.
I was going to ask, how do they drug test?
That's
how
typical test.
How do they actually drug test? This is friend of the front gate, Matt. It's how they do it in the country.
They say flex your muscles. Let's see. No, those muscles aren't real.
No steroids there. All right, moving right along. This one's come from Susanna Constantine. She's a UK fashion guru. She sparked debate by admitting that she wears knickers under her PJs, but listeners to her podcast said that that is like, quote, punishing yourself. So, Sammy and Damien, do you wear knickers under your PJs?
Yeah. I do.
Well, I mean, who doesn't?
You don't like to feel a bit of breeze between knickers? The knees?
Oh, are you an 80s movie called Free Willy?
Okay, wait a minute. I didn't know this was a thing. This has blown up online. It's one of those things, a very simple question. Do you wear undies under your PJ bottoms?
Of course you do.
No.
I wouldn't think not to.
I was taught from a very young age, you got to let it breathe.
Let it breathe. It's like...
But what about during the day? Do you wear undies during the day normally?
All the time during the day.
Okay.
But at night, you take
an opportunity to take them off.
Yeah, just to have a little breeze. But also, I think it's important from a men's health point of view. I think, I was told when I was younger anyway, that it lowers your sperm count.
I've never heard that. We got Dino here. Dino, are you a no undies or an undies? Producer Dino.
My grandfather instilled in me from when I was like a very young guy, you know, Lloyd Balfour Kesby said to me all the time when I'd have sleep over at Nan and Pop's, when you get home from school, as he used to do when he got home from work, you get home, you have a shower, you get into your PJs, you've got to let your willy breathe.
Let your willy breathe? I didn't know that it did breathe. But, well, there you go. Okay, see, I'm...
Just an extra pair of lungs down underneath, down below your waist.
You just got to worry when it starts talking.
Oh, it talks.
Boys, stop being boys. I'm really curious about this. And I mean, look, we could all say the same for women too, to let air circulate and things breathe. But I like to wear my undies at night because I like to feel cozy, you know, when I'm tucked in and I'm cozy curious. Under the covers. And
I'm curious about this whole letting it breathe business. I mean, what do you, get into the bed and you put a fan underneath the blankets. Just get some air in there.
No, okay, can we find out?
Yeah, all right.
So wait a minute, the four of us, there's two that definitely say undies off and there's two that say undies on. And I like, what did this woman say? Why would you punish yourself by wearing pants in bed? Are we punishing ourselves, Damien? I don't feel like I'm punishing myself by wearing knickers to bed.
I feel like I should maybe try this other thing. But okay, well, let's put it out. Illawarra, okay? Mm. We need someone to kind of complete this picture, all right?
John in Unanderra, which side of the fence are you sitting on, mate? Knickers on or off?
Oh, we're absolutely nothing, so...
Oh, nothing at all. So you're even like, I don't need pajamas. This is it. I'm going all out.
Yeah. Yep, that's it, mate. All out.
Well, even in the middle of winter, John, when it's freezing.
Even in the middle of winter.
Well, okay, there you go. That's well, okay. And so you just put on extra blankets and off you go.
No, just summer sheets all year round.
Oh, really?
He's a hot man, John.
He's a warm-blooded man. All right, well, thank you. Yeah. That's one for off.
Yeah.
And that's what that is. Off.
I don't know if that classes as off, because that's everything
off. It's completely off.
Okay.
And if I was someone who was thinking about breaking into houses, I would not be doing it in Unanjura. You might get a big fright if you got to John's place.
Free! Okay.
Free
fallen.
We won't change the F to a B.
No, we won't.
And you could go the other way, though, of Sammy and Damien Leith and, all about Cover Me. Knickers on or off when you go to bed at night.
Very creative there, Chris. This topic, I didn't realise people were so passionate about it. I mean, in this discussion online, someone said, why would you punish yourself by wearing pants in bed? Is it really punishment to wear undies, PJs?
If you aren't wearing the right undies during the day, I could see people seeing that as punishing yourself by still wearing them at night. Like if you're not wearing the right size and they're a bit tight and you're having to readjust all day long, then you are missing out on the freedom of exposing yourself.
I didn't know this was a thing that you'd go around with tight undies on all day long. Geez, you'd be strangling it.
Well, this is what we're talking about. You've got to let it breathe at night. Strangled all day, get your oxygen intake at night.
All right. Well, I mean, it really has got everybody talking. Here in the radio station, we have a two for two. Two of us think you should keep your knickers on, and other people say, get your knickers off. Let it breathe. Yes.
All right. Let's go to the Illawarra. Alan in Flinders. On or off for you, buddy?
A definite off.
Okay.
Why would you have a nice warm shower, get your jammies on and put undies back on? That seems like a bit of a waste of time. And like Damo, I've got Irish blood in me. I've got a brother I lost to cancer. And like the previous caller, my brother wore nothing.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So,
Thank you for sharing.
We are now at four people are saying get them off. Get your kit off.
All right. Let's see if we can even it back up for Damo and Sammy, because you guys are sitting in the boat of minority at the moment. Let's go to Karen in Dapto.
Definitely off.
Off as well. Karen, is this something that you learnt as a young girl growing up, or is this an adult decision you made later in life?
No, I was always told as a kid you leave them off for health reasons.
For health reasons. Oh, well, you know what? I feel like I'm going to try it tonight. I think I'm going to try it. I'm going to report in the morning. If I don't turn up in the morning, it's because I've just had the best sleep of my life.
Once you try it, you won't go back. Trust me.
Once you try it, you won't go back. I love this. Okay.
All right.
I don't know if I'm going to try it. I might have to as well, Damien.
All right. Maybe Mel might be able to change your mind. Let's go to Mel in Lake Heights to finish off. On or off for you, Mel?
On.
Oh, she joined the club.
Why on?
Sammy, female, obviously, as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you just feel better. Like,
yeah, you've got to be cozy. Yeah, everything's like in its place.
Yes. Right. Everything just stays where it needs to stay.
Again, this is another one of those conversations like we had earlier this morning where Damo and I just go,
we're going
to
leave that one alone. Everything in its right place. Gee.
Yes, this break is in its right place, the end.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.